How important is combat training? I mean, if someone was trying to harvest your organs, would you be able to defend yourself? I know I would. I took jiu-jitsu as a child. Stay tuned to find out why.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Guys, welcome back to our Whiskey Cavalier after show on AfterBuzz TV. I'm one of your hosts, Linda Entwee, and I am so excited about today. But to my, and guess what? Today's a special day because I remember my AKA, Bellini Bobby.
Yes,
finally,
good job.
9 episodes in. I got this. To my immediate left, a little bit of a change up.
It's Janine, AKA Dirty Midnight.
And I am Monica Ortega, a.k.a. Beer Brandy.
Guys, we have such a great show for you ahead. We have so much news and gossip. And Dirty Midnight has a little something that she's going to share that she's so excited about.
I honestly don't know if I can wait until the news and gossip
She's going to have to wait. At least another 15 minutes. At least a little bit. And then, of course, we have our special segment where it's Heat versus Heart. We talk all things relationships, so stay tuned for that. Girls, overall thoughts of this episode?
I mean, I definitely think this was my favorite episode, and not just because we have...
Stop talking. Oh, my God. Like, this, do you see how I had the open? I was vague.
You were. Okay, this was my... Mess. For no... particular reason at all. This was my favorite episode for so many reasons, actually. And I just thought it was super fun. And also, it really encapsulated my, like, worst fear. So it was just a fun ride, crazy ride all the way around.
Linda's losing it already.
I have not had in 9 episodes just a regular time here. I'm always losing control. I don't understand. Every other show, I've said this before. I don't understand. Can you imagine being on a show and telling your co-host to stop talking?
Like, well, listen, if it's appropriate, then go for it. I just, my heart can't handle it. But this was a great show. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Welcome
about
to Whiskey Cavalier, everybody.
Beer Brandy.
I loved it because I felt like I was watching a movie. That I'll leave it at that. And stop talking.
I'll say this. My overall thoughts, I thought it was great. I think we're all thinking that it was our favorite episode this far. I'm so curious about what Monsi would think because her views are sometimes different about the episode. So I look forward to hearing what she thinks next week. Hi, Monsi. But what was good about this to me is that we got to learn about the big bad. We got to see the big bad. And then we also got to see more about the relationships, which is what I've been talking about throughout this series. Is I want to see more of the relationships and the backstories. We're still missing Will's girlfriend. I mean,
who knows what happened to her?
She's MIA for 2 episodes now, but overall loved it. This was my favorite as well.
Mm-hmm. I felt like the stakes were really high in this one.
They really were. And that was because of Will. Guys, and it was also because of the big bad. And the secret that Janine was trying to spill is we have Jorge Paulo, the big bad, who played Michael Kenner, the international terrorist gone rogue, in studio with us. He's also my old co-host from Mayans MC. Jorge, welcome.
Hi.
How's it going?
Linda.
It's that voice, too. It's that voice. Right? I'm always like, What were your overall thoughts? What were your overall thoughts?
Oh, man. You know, I filmed this way back in October. 2018, and I've been waiting for this episode to come out. It was supposed to be episode 104 of
fun
this
fact.
Season. Fun fact, 104. And then it kept on getting pushed back and pushed back and pushed back. So finally getting to see it, this anticipation, it was really fun. It was fun watching
you watch yourself and then the reactions from all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. You would do something and all 3 of us would be like, yeah, like look over right at
like,
you.
Like, that was mean.
You're creepy.
How dare you? Yeah, ooh, you're evil. Right?
Yeah. And I was particularly expressive watching this episode. Yes. So this was a really good one for you to be here for. Yes.
If you can see me, Jorge would be was on my right, and then Janine was on his immediate right. And then anytime he would do something on screen, she'd look at him like this. like he's not doing it right now. He's acting.
Trying to assure you that I'm actually really a nice guy. Right? I only play the big bad on TV.
You are such a good actor because I was totally fooled. Thank you.
Totally fooled. I was merely acting.
So, Jorge, what was your experience like? Because we know that you filmed in Prague. So you left here, you flew to Prague.
Yeah.
How was that experience for you?
You know what? From beginning to end, it was just an amazing experience. I think I told you this before we even started the episode. This was one of those auditions where I had like 4 auditions in the same day. And I read this one and I was like, there's no way in hell I'm going to get this. And I went about my day throughout the rest of the auditions. And the next day, I'm on my phone with my mother talking about, you know, like transferring balances and credit consolidation and all this. And I get a phone call from my manager going, are you excited about going to Prague? And I'm like, huh? What are you talking about? I'm going to Prague? Why am I going to Prague? You're going to Prague. You book Whiskey Cavalier. Yay! So that was really exciting. They flew me out there, business class. I tell you, one of the best experiences was this older woman that I met on the plane, on the way there. This woman named Nora, who she and I just talked the entire way there and having a good time. I get to Prague. Beautiful city, yeah. Highly recommend it. You know, it's an actor's dream. It's one of those things where, as an actor, you're always like, growing up, you always hear about these movies being made in Prague. And you're like, what is this place, Prague, that they speak of? And I get there, and the first place that they took me to was set, mm-hmm. where I got to meet the entire cast.
And what was that like?
They are. I don't know how else to describe them. I'm going to go to like the old term 90s, but they are the bomb. I'm old school 90s. They are the bomb. They were so friendly and so receptive, and just like they would come up and introduce themselves to me. Got to meet the director, John East, who is one of the directors of Downton Abbey. You know, I got to meet the producers and they gave me a lot of like free rein with the character too. Mm-hmm. They just kept on going more evil.
That's
more,
awesome.
More that's evil, a, more scary, more note. Evil. Yeah, I was just like, sure, no problem.
Is this a fun character to play, being that evil?
Oh, so much so. I'll tell you. So one of the things that I do as an actor is like I'll create a playlist for myself of songs that kind of inspire me for the character. And, of course, like one of my big influences was Reservoir Dogs, mm-hmm. you know, Stuck in the Middle with You, that mm-hmm. whole scene is like that, you know, and, I remember like I had a break from filming one day and I was thinking about my character and I was listening to the playlist and I'm walking through Prague and I'm thinking of, and I'm trying to get into my character's head, and I'm like, so if I were to be a person that would harvest organs from strangers on the street, who would I be looking for? Mm. I'd be looking for that tourist who didn't really look like he knew where he was going, who probably didn't speak any English, who kind of like stuck out like a sore thumb and didn't know what was going on. Oh my God, I'm looking for me. Yeah. I scared myself for a moment.
You're like,
I'm like, oh my God.
Am I good? Am I okay?
I started looking around. I was like, is anybody looking at me right now?
Hilarious. Now, they didn't kill off the big bad, which we'll talk about later in our show. So there's possibility that Kenner can come back.
Hey, man, if they want me back, I'm always happy to come back. I'll tell you that much.
I would like to definitely see more of Kenner. Yeah. There was something that was just so slick, like watching your super glossy shoes just hop so gracefully out of that helicopter. Right. I'm like, This is on another level of evil confidence. You know what I mean? I want to see more.
Yeah.
And let's talk about that special surprise, if we can pull that up on the monitor. So Dirty Midnight has a little special thing that we probably should show now so that the suspense...
I would not be able to hold it anymore. And that's right. Actually what I was on the verge of spilling. Uh-huh. Not the special guest, but the fact that Scott Foley is now fully aware of our show and retweeted that he needs to know who our special guest was. My response, yeah, it's Jorge. And my response was that it was someone who gave him a reason to fear being on the chopping block for many reasons. So you did a great job, and I have to see more Kenner. So thank you, Scott Foley, for making my entire year retweeting.
Thank you, Scott Foley, for being so wonderful to work with. I mean, he's such an incredibly nice guy.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, you're hovering over him, and he's strapped in with like a dog collar. Mm. But I imagine between takes, you're probably just chit-chatting. What was that experience like?
Oh, you know, just talking about what was going on at Craft Services or what we're going to have for lunch, you know. While he's strapped down, I'm like, are you cold? Are you comfortable like this right now? He's like, yeah, it's no problem. And you know, that little needle injection thing that I was scared about injecting him with it. But it really is one of those things where you just push in. And it just and it doesn't break the skin or anything. It just goes right back into the needle. So it's retractable. That's retractable. That's the word I was looking for.
And what about with the hot heart monitors?
Because
you had
too.
Like Scott Foley shirt off, and then you had the monitors, boom, boom, boom. Like, what was that like?
I was just like, these things are not real, right? Because I do not want to harm this gentleman.
Right.
He is a very generous and giving actor. I got to tell you, and he does everything to the 100. So it was just a great experience all around.
You know what? It sounds like a great experience. And we are so excited for you. And we're so excited that we are pushing up our special segment, Mixing It Up, in honor of you joining us today. So, Beer Brandy, take it away.
Yes. So if you're just joining us, we make a whiskey drink every single week based on a character. And so this week we have the Killer Kenner. And it is whiskey, triple sec, and then, I hate to even say, LaCroix orange. It seemed good in spirit, but yeah.
You guys, this drink is like the Big Bad.
It sounds like it'll kill you.
It's Big Bad.
It might hurt your insides.
Yes.
It sounds like the paralytic that I gave.
It might be.
I described it earlier, and I stand by my description. That is the whiskey-flavored Pedialyte. And...
Does that mean it'll be good for a hangover as well?
All I know is that when I asked what was in it, I smelt it and it burnt the hairs that were in my nose.
Well, it's a drink based on a bad guy, so there
you
go.
And so it's doing its job.
It can't be sweet.
Yeah, no. No. It could be good, though.
Good.
Just
I'm
saying.
I'm not a bartender.
That's the drink you drink that knocks you out so that I can harvest your organs.
And there it is.
There we go.
That's my drink.
We'll have to watch out for us.
I was like, as I dump it in the side over here.
No, if guys, you wake up without a kidney tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, not joking, worst fear. Now I know what will keep me up at night.
And what will knock you out.
Yeah.
All alcohol is good alcohol. That is the rule. And speaking of rules, let's talk a little bit about our network.
Yeah, so we wanted to take a quick minute to say thank you so much for tuning into our show every single week. We could not and would not do this without you. So thank you for helping make us the ESPN of TV Talk. And if you love our show, please... subscribe to AfterBuzz on YouTube. Give us a thumbs up. Subscribe to us on iTunes and Spotify. Be sure to rate and comment across all platforms because we love, love, love talking to you guys. The conversation after the show is sometimes even more exciting than what we even get to talk about.
Yes.
So please keep reaching out to us. We love it. Thank you so much again. We are so grateful and so excited that you choose to spend your evenings with us.
Guys, and shout out to the live chat, Sue Wen and ER's grandpa.
Hey guys.
ER's grandpa was like, I thought that was Jorge and looked you up on IMDb and is not impressed that they have not included this episode yet. But they will include it. And yes, it's Jorge. So ER's grandpa says hi. What's up?
What's up?
Yeah, very cool.
It should be up on IMDb by tomorrow.
There you go. And there ends the drama. Guys, let's move on a little bit. Let's talk about the opening scene. They're in Hong Kong. Jay's undercover. Standish and him are janitors. And they are trying to infiltrate this whole organ donor thing. What were your thoughts on that?
I was a little bit lost at first, kind of until they started talking about the bad guy and the organ donate. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't understand. Are they saving him? Are they killing him? What's happening? But then it all came back around. I was like, oh. And it put Standish in a good role in this episode, which I loved.
Yeah, agreed.
They were very casual about it in their, like, super ugly janitor outfits mm-hmm. and chit-chatting about pizza. And it just felt to flow really well. There have been other scenes like this where it has not flowed mm-hmm. as smoothly as this, but the whole thing was so fun and they were so, like, in sync that it was a good way to open the episode.
Yeah, I agree. I think that they're finally getting their groove on the show,
yeah.
Which I'm so happy to see. And then we see Frankie take things into her own hands and basically a shootout ensues. What did you guys think of Frankie really trying to, like, go rogue? Because we know that she's used to being a solo hero and she's really trying to become a part of a team, but she's still struggling with that a little bit. What did you guys think?
Well, old habits die hard. Right? So there's growing pains. She's figuring it out. They're all sort of figuring out. Other characters this episode were definitely trying to figure it out, too. So, I mean, I can't blame her. She's doing a good job.
I thought it was the perfect beginning segment to lead into her issue as a team member.
That's
so kicking it off with that, I mm-hmm. thought was a great move.
That's what I thought. I thought, you know what? You caused a shootout. You caused this guy to get away. Mm-hmm. And it was because you were trying to do everything yourself instead of sticking with the plan, which, like you said, was so smooth and everyone was in their groove. And then she had to, like, mess it up by going rogue, thinking that she was going to be the hero. So I do think it set her up for leading the team mm-hmm. and what it actually is like to lead a team and not just be by yourself. Let's talk about Frankie and Standish and their combat training. And what I told you at the top of the episode is a true story. I did take martial arts growing up. Performed nice. The whole thing.
So we'll
crazy.
Stay away from you.
Yeah. And, no, I'm staying by her.
Yeah, there you go.
She will protect us.
And grew up with brothers, so, you know, I probably could do a little something. But what did you think of Standish and Frankie and boxing in their training and him getting his
was
butt kicked?
Was it training or was she just beating him up? Because that's what it looked like. No, I know that she was supposed to be training him. But I think it's good. I like that he's becoming more of the team and, like, going back to basics and getting the training he didn't get when he joined.
Yeah, I mean, I think that he can turn out to be, like, the guy on the team because he's going to have not just the computer knowledge, but he'll have the combat training and the gun training. So he'll have a few skills that they don't have. So he could be a killer assassin or whatever.
That's yeah, true. Absolutely. And it was really sweet. I think it's, even though it was so violent, it was also so sweet that they were taking that time to really hone his skills. Yeah. And I know that, you know, it's hard for Frankie to not be a lone wolf anymore, but that was really showing that leadership sort of early in the episode. That was sort
was
of,
it?
Yeah, because she was, like, trying to take him under her wing and show him the ropes, and part of that is probably getting your butt kicked a little bit.
I feel like she's just trying to kick his butt and show, like, you can't fight.
Really?
Yeah, aww. Because she says that later when she was like, well, you know, you can't fight. But then in that moment later in the show where she's like, but you're good at other things, I think that's when she started thinking about leadership. I think in the moment when she was first training with them, she was just thinking of, like, you suck.
Well, and Susan even said that she asked her to train him to try to make her a better leader.
Yeah.
And clearly she didn't do a great job at that at the beginning.
Yeah.
But does by the end.
Yeah, by the end, for sure. It's the seeds. I just planted a little seed.
Roses. Jay and Will. So Jay is not trying to bond with Will at all in this episode. And Will is forcing it. And he's saying, we're going to bond. We're going to go for a run. I'm going to get to know you. And he starts to tell his history. And Jay was like, we're spies. Do you know any spies that live to 60? Because I don't. And I'm really not trying to hear you or know you.
Right.
Do you think that was weird?
I thought it was gut-wrenching when he said that. I was like, oh, that's really harsh. It's like, oh, all of your friends here are probably not going to live.
Yeah, it was, and it was so weird that he didn't want to know him. Like, that's your team member, and you guys have each other's lives in each other's hands.
Well, I feel like they've sort of established that he's not super warm and fuzzy and wanting to get to know each other early in the season. But even for Jay's standards, this was cold.
Yeah.
This was really cold.
Yeah. It was mean.
Yeah, I wasn't into that.
Maybe he's being protective of Frankie. I could just be reading way too much into that. But the way he, I mean, he's cold with everybody, but he's kind of giving him a chance.
Mm-hmm.
But with Will, he, like, shot it down so fast.
Yeah, he's like, we're not going to bond. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen. And then when he said that joke, and it was funny to me, I don't know about you guys, but when he was like, I don't want to know where you're from. I don't know where you grew up. You know, it's probably some Caucasian corner. And then when he said Huntington, Indiana, I fell out. I fell out. No offense, Huntington. I've never been there. But
it was good.
It was hilarious.
There were a couple of really good singers this episode, and that was one of the early ones.
Yeah, agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Frankie and Will and that relationship. So we see them watching You've Got Mail, and I thought it was interesting that she came over there like after hours and they were just hanging out, and she wanted more information from him because she wanted to know why everyone thought he was the leader of the team and all of that. But to simply come over on your time off, instead of, like, a phone call or a text message.
Or even just to have the conversation at the door. Like, she shows up and she's like, hey, this is why I'm here. Like, she came in, poured herself a glass of wine, made herself at home. I was like, oh.
I didn't catch any of that. Oh. So I thought she was just really genuinely there for information, for some consolation, but not as like a, I'm here and I'm gonna put the feelers out or like test the vibe, like nothing like that. Am I so clueless?
No, I don't think she was there testing the vibe. I just think it was a little bit strange, but maybe it was there, like, they are more comfortable together, they are more friendly. It just felt weird.
Well, I just was, I don't know. I remember earlier today I read an article and it was about their relationship and these relationships we've seen on TV before. And it was more of a will they or won't they? Not when will they? It's like, will they or won't they? And I thought that her going to Will's apartment was unnecessary, but it also showed that maybe their relationship is more than, which is what they've been establishing this whole series, right? Because she didn't have to go over there.
You make a good point.
Yeah.
So, I missed all of that, but you guys really opened my eyes. I will not miss that moving
this
forward.
This was the moment when Scott Foley retweeted her and she just blacked out for the rest of the show.
She blacked out.
It's so true. I'm going
to
be useless.
When people say they black out, it actually happens, and it happened to her. So Frankie asks why they think he's the leader of the team, and he gives her this crazy soccer story about team participation.
In his time off.
And
it's so cute.
It was funny. She was like, you really don't know what soccer is.
That was so funny.
Well, I could just hear every baby boomer screaming into their, like, Twitter and Facebook comments about how not everyone should get a participation trophy.
Because they shouldn't.
Well, how old are the students? He didn't, I don't know. If they're, like, little kids, if they're, like, in high school, then maybe not. No?
Okay, so
Linda and I,
we are definitely not going to have this conversation, but I'll tell you this. If you suck, you suck. The only way you're going to be better is if you practice and get better, and that's in everything. And everyone participates because they want to participate. You're not forced to be there, so you're not getting a participation thing from me. If you're the best and you strive to be the best because you've trained to be the best, then you know what? You should get a trophy.
I just had this conversation with my mom today, actually, about how if you give everybody a trophy, it takes away them being special to anybody.
That's it. But another day, another topic.
Yeah. Way off topic.
Let us know if you are listening to this, what your thoughts are. I'm curious. Am I the cheese standing alone here?
Okay, team dirty or team Bellini and beer? You could just say that and we can go from there. Kiev. So they go to Kiev. And we meet the big bad, Michael Kenner, who's an international organ harvest leader ring. All-time bad guy. We know it's Jorge, our family here from AfterBuzz TV. And he, we don't meet him right away. We meet his henchmen. And we have Standish as the kind of go-between because they let the other guy, well, they didn't let him go, but he got away. What did you guys think of that whole situation and meeting the big bad?
I loved Standish being in the field.
Yep.
Undercover. Loved that.
Yep.
Loved the twist that the guy actually would make him. So fantastic. And in terms of, like, the creepy big bad, like, he was really creepy. And like I said before, the stakes were really high. So I was totally in on this episode.
Yeah, it was really great. And I even liked how they did it where the guy with the tats had that facial recognition, realized that it wasn't really Standish. And then Will saved the day, but then he got captured. And I just thought, wow, like, see, this whole show is, like, coming together. It's kind of
And good. Standish was so sassy. He, like, really owned the the character.
Yeah,
and it was so fun to watch.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
I absolutely agree with you guys. And then the car chase was another one of my favorite moments.
So good.
So the car chase, they're looking for that black sedan with the flashing lights. They get caught up in some traffic, and then Luda is quoted, and that move, bitch, get out the way.
I died.
Yeah. Laughed. Died.
So
hilarious.
Good.
Whoever wrote that little part there, you are cracking all of us up. So we get to the abandoned military hospital. Will's in jeopardy. They're trying to find him. They're trying to harvest his organs. But in the meantime, at the Hive, we have Frankie, who is coming up with a plan. And she comes up with a plan to say they'll triple the money or double the money, just so they know that they're going to get to Will in time. And then at the same time, Will is with the big bad. And the big bad discovers, like, that earpiece. But then he's been bugged by Jay. And I thought that little interaction that they had was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that they were bonding, right? It was funny to me.
Yeah, it was
and
good.
And I thought it was great. What did you guys think of that whole setup and the rescue?
I loved that Frankie had both going on. She was breaking down because she was really worried about Will,
mm-hmm.
and she felt like she didn't know what to do. And then she also realized she had to be a leader and figure out a way.
Mm-hmm.
So there was, like, the combination of her really breaking down and also finally coming together as a team leader that, to me, was just brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
I loved everything about that scene.
Agreed. It was really, really... I liked it a lot. What do you think?
Yeah, and the fact that, to your point, she was breaking down, but we haven't really seen her break down like that in she's usually in mission mode,
mm-hmm.
right? And she couldn't handle it because she does care about her
mm-hmm.
teammate. This was big stakes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the Jay interaction was really funny. I mean, I usually kind of roll my eyes when they're, like, in the middle of a high tense situation and they're making chit chat, and I'm usually like, guys, focus.
Yeah.
But this was so cute and endearing and, like, perfect for the sort of tone of the rest of the episode that I really enjoyed it.
I agree.
There was also nothing else that they could do at that time.
And that's why I thought it
made
worked.
Sense.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
because it was like, there's nothing else that's going to happen. Until badass Susan and Frankie and, you know, Standish were there. But I love that fight scene, that it was two badass women that were able to save the day, and they saved Will. Although he was about to save himself as well in that moment.
For a minute.
He stood up and he had a gun, so it could have gone either way.
I wasn't sure that he would be able to actually, like, do anything.
Right.
He got himself off the table
yeah.
and onto the floor, and he got his finger twitching. But honestly, I was sort of expecting the writers to go a different way and have him be, like, found on the floor. So for him to be able to get it together and get himself up was a really, like, pleasant way.
It was definitely
than
pleasant.
Than what I was sort of expecting.
Yeah, it was definitely pleasant. Mm-hmm. I mean, that doctor could have shot him and it have been over, but we know that was not going to happen. So
mm-hmm.
they were going to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So he's rescued, which we're all happy about. And then they go after Kenner, the sociopath. And what I thought was brilliant about this was Standish that got to save the day. And they also made a joke of it because he's like the jokester, right? So he's like, what am I going to do with the rest of this bomb or whatever? And you had to find the pin. I thought that was really funny. Did you guys? Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thought it was a fun game.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy it. As they backed away from him. And then we go back to the dead drop. And here we see Ray. And Ray's trying to still get into the good books with Will and be part of the team. And I know you guys are Team Ray now, so did you enjoy that?
I love that they seem to be ending almost every single episode with him getting a little bit closer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which kind of brings the whole thing full circle to how it started. So, but each time he gets a little bit more, and then either Susan or Frankie are like, okay, that's enough.
Yeah, that's enough. Like, we can only take you in little small doses. Yeah,
so it's cute.
And yeah, so it is kind of cute, mm-hmm. right? Guys, it was a great episode.
It was.
It was so, so, so good. We loved it, and we can't wait for next week. So before that, let's move on to some news and gossip.
Okay.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, the first thing was going to be the Scott Foley tweet, which I will be talking about for the rest of my life. But instead, I will move on to a really fun little Easter egg. You guys know that I like to find out like fun little things that they added to the script. And so this week, Will's parents, we found out, Jay revealed, Will's parents are named Richard and Lori, and that is Dave Hemmingson's parents' names. So shout out to the creator and EP.
Love
that. So Scott Foley gave an interview, and he gave a little bit of a, I wouldn't say it's a full spoiler because we don't know anything, uh-huh. but the finale is going to include a really Bond-style ski pursuit shot in the Austrian Alps.
Yes.
So I know, I know. And then finally, for just random news, Bill Lawrence's wife is going to be on later this season. Her mm-hmm. name is Krista Miller, and she is going to play Frankie's mentor and sort of substitute parent. Oh. So we will find a lot more out about Frankie coming up, too.
I love
so
that.
I'm really excited about it.
I love that. Yay! So we just want to say shout out to Jorge again. For guest starring tonight on Whiskey Cavalier. He is an After Buzzer as well. And this was posted by the Scott Sadia Acting Studio. Congrats to SSAS instructor. So he teaches acting as well. On his guest starring of Whiskey Cavalier ABC tonight. It was awesome. And then the next photo, I love this photo. It is Scott's wife. And say her name because you're an expert at it.
I want to say that it's Marina Domincek.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
It sounds right.
Yeah.
But how adorable are these two? So we know that she's probably going to have some type of a recurring arc on this show. So to have these two together is really adorable. And then Lauren posted on her Instagram, this pose may look like Teen Vogue things I can't live without, but these are gifts from our fans in Japan. I had a lovely time with you in Tokyo. I can't wait to come back. Thank you, Lauren. Aww. So it looks like origami and all this great stuff that you get in Japan. Love Japan. Next photo is Scott and Lauren. And they are behind the scenes kind of making funny faces as they are getting prepped for set. And if you flip to the next one, I think that this is hilarious. He's blowing what is it, blow kiss? Is it called a blow kiss when you blow the screen or the glass?
Oh.
Oh, blowfish?
Blowfish kiss. This is how we raid a bunker. And then she writes, pee pee bee 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 dee. At Scott Foley, which that's I thought funny. Was super cute.
That's adorable.
Yes. And then the next one that I loved was Scott and his wife. And he just posted it after her first episode saying that it was time to celebrate, which I thought was
that's
adorable.
Really cute. They're a handsome couple. Handsome. And I realize it makes me sound 80, but they are a fine couple.
Yes, they are. And then we have some exclusive photos direct from Jorge, behind the scenes on set. So we have Jorge as the big bad Michael Kenner, posing with his, like he said, helicopter and his badass team. Great photo. And then the next one that we have up there too is Jorge with his Michael Kellner sign in Prague. Super handsome. so fun. He had a great time. We were so happy to have him on our show. Mm-hmm. And then one more photo is him and Scott Foley.
Love that. The scenes.
Really,
they look so comfortable with each other, given that one was trying to harvest the organs of another.
Okay, okay, for real, for real. Let's get into our next segment, and girls, you know what that's going to be about.
Relationships.
Heat versus heart. We'll make it quick. We'll only do two questions, okay, and then we'll move on to some predictions. Okay. So, what is the perfect Valentine's Day gift to give a woman?
Oh, gosh. I think something that you make, maybe. Okay. Doesn't have to be an expensive thing, but something with thought.
I agree with the thought. I say an activity.
I thought for sure you were going to say a trip.
Well, yeah. Give me a trip, okay, and I'll go with
my answer. It's a trip. You can give me a trip. Handmade.
A handmade trip. With your credit card. Yeah. To another place. And what is the most impulsive thing you've ever done in a relationship?
The most impulsive thing I've ever done in a relationship?
These two ding-dongs. The most impulsive thing that I've ever done is... called in sick to work and taken a 2-day trip to Santa Barbara.
Oh, I love that.
That's great. Yeah, I guess we booked a last minute flight to Alabama. Is that impulsive?
Gotten married.
Last minute.
You got what? Impulsively? You got married? How was that the first answer you thought of?
How?
No, no, not that impulsive.
Engaged. All right,
we'll say engaged.
Okay. Okay. How is it that you had to pause? We had awkward air. I had to answer the question myself.
Okay, I don't feel
before you came up with the answer, oh, impulsive? Gotten married? Or... engaged.
The show is canceled. I'm canceling.
You know what?
It.
These two are canceled for today. We're okay. Moving on to predictions. So let's
Your
start this
After
again.
Buzz TV predictions.
What do you guys predict for next week?
You got to bring back the girlfriend. We got to know what happened. Is she dead? What's going on? She's coming back.
The British girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
But also Tina. Because she wasn't in this episode. We know that they did some episode shuffling, but she's got to be back. I want to see more of her and Standish and see if that chemistry is developing.
Agreed. So for next week, I think that there's going to be some conflict between Frankie and Will. I think that her having a taste of what leadership feels like is going to be hard for her to take a step back. And because, you know, we all know that Will is the actual leader of the team. I think that we are going to see Standish and his relationship in the Hive and Will's wife's character come back. Can't think of her name off the top of my head. And then I think that we're going to see more of Ray. I think they've been pushing him. And I think that he's going to have more of a starring role in this next episode that's coming up next week. Guys, I'm Linda Antwi. You can follow me all over social media and continue this conversation at Linda Is So Girly.
I'm Janine Doyon, and you can chat with me at Janine Doyon on Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm Monica Ortega, and you can find me at Monica Goes Show.
Guys, till next week. It's been a pleasure. We love this episode. Yes. We can't wait till next week. So we'll see you then. Bye for now.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.